My name is Stephen Wallace. I'm not Jerry Eggert, who was listed as the moderator and first panelist on this session. Jerry, unfortunately, is a victim of the Northeast freak snowstorm and sends his regrets. He was the person who pulled this panel together, and we want to provide our thanks to him for doing so. We will have, because this session was put together 4 or 5 months ago originally, it had a slightly different focus at that time, given what's happened to the Class Act in the last several weeks. We've decided, sort of at the last minute, to change things around a little bit, and of course, since the Class Act is now in suspense, we thought we would deal a little bit more with some of the issues around its design, its implementation, and the continued need for resurrecting something like that, versus what was in the program was a little bit about more of how do we implement what's already there. So with that in mind, we have 3 speakers today, each of whom has long track records in long-term care services and supports in the policy arena, and are forward thinkers in this area. To my immediate right is Joshua Weiner. If you know anything about long-term care, you've read at least one of Josh's books or several of his articles. He's currently a distinguished fellow and program director at RTI in the Aging, Disability, and Long-Term Care Program. He has 8 books, hundreds of articles, and a long track record from Urban Institute, Brookings, HCFA, Massachusetts Department of Public Health, CBO, and so forth. So he's got lots of firsthand experience in long-term care policy as well as research. To his left for you, sorry, my right, is Joan Van Ostrand, who's a former chair of our section, Aging and Public Health. She's currently the director of research at the Office of Rural Health Policy at HRSA. Before that, she was at the National Center for Health Statistics, has been on the International Collaborative Effort on Aging, and has many years of work on long-term care issues, and has won a number of awards and many publications for her work. And right on cue, we have Connor Gardner, who's the policy director at Foley Hoag. She's also the executive director of an organization called Advanced Class, and before that was in the U.S. Senate for 17 years, where she was on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, where she worked with the chairs of those committees on putting together the Class Act. So she's got the real on-the-ground knowledge of the politics as well as the policy, and a number of other key legislative accomplishments from that committee. She comes from a nursing background, has a PhD in health policy and education, and also has a long career in long-term care issues. So we want to thank the three of them for being with us here today. So once again, our plan is to spend 5 or 10 minutes each providing some orienting comments. Unfortunately, this is not a movable mic. What we want to do then is to do a little more of a dialogue among the panelists around some of the key issues involved with both the policy and the politics of class. And then we hope to leave the last half hour for questions and answers from all of you. So with that in mind, I wanted to just take 2 seconds and tell you about a poll that we did this summer in California together with the SCAN Foundation on long-term care knowledge and use. And I think this sets up some of the issues around the need for long-term care, universal long-term care insurance in the U.S. As we all know, the number of older adults is growing, they're living longer, family size is decreasing, increasing numbers of individuals reach old age without any children. And so we did a poll in California of voters age 40 and over. What we found was 2/3 of them were worried about paying for long-term care. Not a surprise. What was a surprise is this number was the same across income. So whether you made under $30,000 or over $70,000 a year income, about 2/3 were worried about whether or not they'd be able to pay for long-term care when they reached old age. When we explained how much nursing home care and home care actually cost, this is after they expressed worry or not. 2/3 could not afford more than 3 months of nursing home care, and half could not afford more than three months of in-home care. So you have a situation where people are concerned about long-term care, and they do not currently have the financial resources to pay for much of it. Among those people who are caregivers, 1/3 of them reported that caregiving was a financial hardship. So among the younger generation, the generation of caregivers as well, financing is an issue. And of course, few reported having any long-term care insurance, 10 to 15%. Making progress in this area is a challenge because 2/3 of the respondents underestimated the risk of needing long-term care in old age. So these are not new findings per se, they're new from this poll from California, but it reemphasizes the fact that even if people worry about paying for it, they don't think it will affect them personally. The economic climate in California was affecting respondents. Half reported that their incomes had gone down in the last year, and half of respondents said that they drew down their savings to meet their daily expenses. So you've got the challenge of people who don't think it's going to affect them and who are facing financial pressures. When we asked about if they'd heard of the CLASS Act, giving the entire title, only 2% reported that they'd even heard of it, let alone say anything about it, which I think indicates some of the problems maybe outside of the Beltway in talking about CLASS. But when we described it as a voluntary, self-supporting, government-administered program that dealt with long-term care and some of the other features, 90% said that they were supportive of it. So it's a concept that has sort of broad support generally. The devil's always in the details. But nobody, at least on the other coast, has ever heard of it. So with